I do not wish to be observed, complained the cob. I did not travel all this immense distance into the heart of Canada to be observed. Furthermore, I don't want you to be observed, except by me. You're laying an egg, that is, I hope you are, and you are entitled to privacy. It has been my experience that all boys throw stones and sticks. It is their nature. I'm going over and strike that boy with my powerful wing, and he'll think he has been hit with a billy club. I'll knock him cold. Now just wait a minute, said the swan. There's no use starting a fight. This boy is not bothering me at the moment. He's not bothering you either. But how did he get here? Said the cob, who was no longer talking in a whisper, but was beginning to shout. How did he get here? Boys can't fly, and there are no roads in this part of Canada. We're 50 miles from the nearest highway. Maybe he's lost, said the swan. Maybe he's starving to death. Maybe he wants to rob the nest and eat the eggs, but I doubt it. He doesn't look hungry. Anyway, I've started this nest, and I have 3 beautiful eggs, and the boy's behaving himself at the moment, and I intend to go right ahead and try for a 4th egg. Good luck, my love, said the cob. I shall be here at your side to defend you if anything happens. Lay the egg. For the next hour, the cob paddled slowly round and around the tiny island, keeping watch. His wife remained quietly on the nest. Sam sat on his log, hardly moving a muscle. He was spellbound at the sight of the swans. They were the biggest water birds he had ever seen. He had heard their trumpeting and had searched the woods and swamps until he had found the pond and located the nest. Sam knew enough about birds to know that these were trumpeters. Sam always felt happy when he was in a wild place among wild creatures. Sitting on his log, watching the swans, he had the same good feeling some people get when they are sitting in church